Good day, great people. I welcome you to a new episode of the E-Streams Podcast. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. We use this opportunity to welcome you to the third quarter of the year and the second part of the year. We believe that God has been good and faithful to you and yours. We also believe that the second part of the year is going to be far better than the first 6 months. All we believe you need to do is remain steadfast in your love and service for God. It will surely come true for you. We have been studying the book of Psalms for the past 1 month, and we want to continue with that for the month of July. Today, we'll read together the book of Psalms 149. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." From the first verse, we will discover that the focus of this psalm is to offer praise to the name of the Lord. Praise is an act of extolling the name and the virtues of the Lord. The next two verses show us how to praise God. The first point is that it is to praise God by singing a new song. Many a times we are so used to some songs while the Holy Spirit is forming in our heart and producing on our lips new songs. New songs can be a declaration of His greatness in a way we have never experienced before. In the natural, it is like eating the same combination of food every day. What happens is that we get tired of it. As humans, we love innovation. In the same vein, God wants us to be creative with our praise of Him. Sing new songs unto the Lord. Number two, the second way to praise God is to praise His name in the dance. Dancing is a good way to praise God. I know many people are concerned with how you dance, but what matters most is who you are dancing to. David danced to such an extent that he was mocked for it. In the church, some people just go to watch others dance and magnify the name of the Lord. Number three, the third means to praise God is through the use of instruments of praise like cymbal and timbrel. Today, we have the trumpet, drums, keyboard, and many others. Even the tambourine is a wonderful instrument that we can use to magnify God. The next revelation of praising God is revealed in this psalm is where to praise God. Number one, verse 1 reveals that this can be done in the congregation of the saints. The saints are those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. In the atmosphere of God's people, praises are such an important part of the worship. In such a place, there is the unity of faith and spirit. God inhabits the praises of His people. Number two, verse 5 says that you can also praise God upon your bed. This is a personal kind of praises. Furthermore, the quality of praises is explicitly stated in verse 6. The praise must be of the highest quality. What this means is that it must be devoid of self, arrogance, fear, and hypocrisy. Finally, the result of praising God is found in verses 7 to 9. These are vengeance of God over your enemies, binding of kings with chains, and execution of the written judgment. As you exalt the name of the Lord, darkness will not thrive around you. God's glorious presence will grant you victory on all sides. From today, the praise of the Almighty God will never depart from your mouth in Jesus' name. Offering praises to God is an act of obedience and faith. I encourage you today to engage the instrumentality of praise in the remaining days of this year and watch God turn your life around for the better. Let murmuring and complaining cease and magnify God always. God bless you. Only the living can praise the Lord. A soul that has not surrendered to Jesus is a dead one. Accept Jesus into your heart today and you will praise the Lord. For prayers and counseling, write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.